Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Grateful to have you here on this wonderful day in August. And I wanted to let you know that one of the ways we can grow the podcast, if you're interested in helping a little bit, is you can share it with a friend. So there is the free Pray Every Day app that you can get on iTunes as well as Google Play, and there's links to that in the show notes. So if you go to prayeveryday.show, you can see that, share that free app with a friend, or you can let them know that it's an Alexa skill, or again, just the easiest way to do it is just say, hey, if you need prayer every day, I have a friend that prays for you every day. It's prayeveryday.show. So thanks in advance for doing that. And today we are in Acts chapter 17, verses 16 through 21 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. And this is what it says. Now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing the city full of idols. So he was reasoning in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be present. And also some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers were conversing with him. Some were saying, "What would this idle babbler wish to say?" Others, "He seems to be a proclaimer of strange deities," because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, May we know what this new teaching is, which you're proclaiming? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears, so we want to know what these things mean. Now all the Athenians and the strangers visiting there used to spend their time in nothing other than telling or hearing something new. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day of life, breath, arms that work, legs that work for most of us. Thank you that you have given us a mind. And I thank you for this passage that Paul is reasoning with people in the synagogue, and he is using the intellect that you have given him to persuade people to meet you. And so, Lord, I just pray that today. I pray you would help us, even in our fear and our worry about sharing you with others, that you would give us sound arguments and good reasoning as to your existence and who you are. But Lord, I also know that there's some power in sharing our stories and what you've done. And Lord, you have done so much in my life. And so there's a lot to talk about. And most people aren't afraid of hearing our stories. So Lord, just give us boldness today. Help us to be more like the Apostle Paul, to wherever we're going, just to keep our eyes and ears alert to how people are thinking, what they're doing, and how to best answer those who have questions and those who are kind of pushing back too. Lord, I know that's never quite very much fun, but I know that you can give us winsome arguments, that we don't have to win an argument. We don't have to try to persuade necessarily, like it's not on our onus to persuade with our words, but it's just that we are relying on your spirit to help us to answer questions in a way that invites people into relationships. So Lord, help us to do that. Lord, thank you for these folks that they are mentioning that they always like new ideas and they want to hear this new weird idea. And I know that they're just idea collectors wanting to add some new thoughts to their arsenal. But even so, Paul used that opportunity. So I pray today that you would help us to make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Every moment of every day, we have this opportunity to love you, to surrender to you, to stay in right relationship with you, but we also have the opportunity to demonstrate you by the way that we talk and the way that we live. And we only have this one life. And Lord, help us to live it to its fullest. Lord, you said that you have come to give us life, and that kind of life abundantly. And Lord, I need more of that. I pray that for my friend listening today. Abundance. Lord, no more deprivation, but abundance from your spirit, because you have so much to give us. You give us everything pertaining to life and godliness. You fill our hearts with your living water. We will never thirst again. We are well loved by you, and we just want to go back to you, to the fountain, and take a really deep drink today, because that's where the abundance comes from. It's not from our circumstances. Lord, when we look at our circumstances, we get really stressed out, or we're discontent. But Lord, if we look to you, we're not in that place of discontent, because we've become content with having your presence with us at all times. So Lord, for those who are feeling like you're really far away, would you come close today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I am really grateful for your listening ear, your heart. And I pray that today is a day that you just know down to your toes that you are loved by the Lord who created you.